Welcome along, folks, to the Michael Muto Show. And, well, this week, I was thinking, you know, lately, I was thinking, this show, I'm enjoying it. I've been doing the last couple of episodes, I'm enjoying it an awful lot. But I thought, you know, I kind of wish I had someone else to help me out doing this show. So I sent a message out to my dear friend, known her for a good long while now, Georgiana, and she's very talented artist, very talented performer, everything. Okay. Very creative person. You're not to speak yet. I haven't introduced you fully, you rolled it all. Anyway, Georgiana is here. Hi, Georgiana.
Hi.
I don't know how to introduce people. Anyway, all right. So you were saying there that you are making things. This is what I want to introduce you folks to, Georgiana, right? So this isn't an interview, by the way. You might be thinking, oh, it's an interview. No, it's not an interview. So Georgiana, I think, hopefully, if she's available, will be like a co-host for the show. And I think we're saying as well, I was saying to you that we could like change name. You were saying to keep it as it is and just like, you know, with featuring Georgiana. Yeah. But I don't know. Maybe we'll see how we feel in it. But I thought it'd be nice to have someone else here to just kind of kick ideas around it and stuff like that. But yeah, so basically, I want to introduce you to the folks here again, really. After the introductory bit, but you are a performer as well and stuff. And that's actually what I want to kind of talk about a little bit is I don't do performing to in front of people. I perform, I guess, on a microphone, I suppose. I don't know what you'd call it.
Yeah, but,
acting the fool, doing voice and stuff. And, So I don't know. I've never done it. I've never like performed on it. I've always wanted to actually.
So are you asking like what that's like or like what kind of performances I do?
Just how would you describe what you do? But what kind of things you like to do, I suppose. I don't know.
I guess I would describe myself as a creative person for sure. I would say I'm an artist. I definitely have ADHD for sure, so
all right.
I'm all over the place with my art, which I don't think is a bad thing, to be honest.
No, I'm the same, sure.
But so I do everything from like, you know, acting, whether like in musicals or doing like improv theater, to I really like to like upcycle things. I was into like making props and stuff for a while too. So I taught like design classes and prop making classes at like a theater camp for a while. I was an art teacher for a while too. So he made stuff out of all kinds of weird stuff. I really like drawing as well, but I tend to do like kind of abstract geometric patterns. Sometimes I'll involve like text as well, but a lot of times it's really just like me kind of drawing what I'm feeling. And then I like fashion as well. So I like using,
basically Georgiana is way more qualified to be a host of an arts podcast than I am, really.
That's not true.
No, I know, but I mean, you know.
No, I appreciate
people know,
you.
Like Michael just brought in his friend. It's like, no, like Georgiana is really, she's legit. That's why she's here, basically.
And I try.
But I don't know, I've always, you were saying improv and stuff. I've always wanted to try. I don't know why. I don't know if there's any place local. There probably is. There's probably.
I'm sure. And honestly, even if you don't do it locally, which I would think there probably is, because honestly, most places have community theater. Most places have like either improv courses you can take, or sometimes you can just sit on it in a class. But if not, there's online options as well for sure. So.
Oh really?
Yeah, no, you can get into like online improv groups, and that is easy because you just kind of hop on a Zoom call, and then, you know, you're a little more limited as far as like physical comedy goes, because oftentimes in improv, you know, when you do scenes with people, some of the scene work is very heavily involved with like physical movement. So you miss out on that part, but it's still totally feasible and a lot of fun. So I would definitely say, I feel like that's something, maybe we should try some improv stuff at some point. I'm like,
yeah,
I'd have to like look
I
up.
I don't, you know, I wouldn't know where to begin. I mean,
even
like,
though, to be honest, you do a lot of improv anyway. You do a lot of improv in the sketches and things that you do. You actually do a whole lot of improv comedy without like realizing it, I guess.
That's actually something that I haven't really, I don't think I've spoken about here on the show. I think I spoke a little bit about it, but the sketches I used to do and stuff like that, that was a lot of it was improvised. Yeah, I would like, well, I would have a basic outline. I knew where the punchline was, basically. And I would, for better or worse, and just go, right, and just do a scene by myself and then react to it. So I'd have a character and then I'd react to it, I suppose. And,
I mean, that's kind of how we, like, became friends, right? Anyway,
that was is it. That, like... That's what I should say, too, actually, yeah, because there was a podcast, I used to do a podcast, I don't know why I did this, by the way. So every summer, I would have a podcast episode. I need to find those episodes, by the way, they're on a hard drive somewhere. But we used to come on, we'd do, like, you'd be Queen Scree, mm-hmm. and I don't know how we came up with that name. I don't know. We would just kind of, I would have a basic idea for the plot, and then we would just kind of mess around, and that would be I would add in sound effects and stuff. Yeah. I think there are some issues with them. I can't remember why. I remember there was some issue one or two where I'm like, oh, I can't put this up again. I think it was the sound effects or something.
Oh, yeah. Of the sound is terrible. Like, I know. So the very first one, I'm pretty sure, was just like, I think it was a WhatsApp call on. And so I know my audio was terrible because I was just like outside with my phone on speaker making random silliness up. So there was no, do you know what I mean? I know the quality was terrible. And actually, I think that like it was bad, but I'm pretty sure that like you made that a part of the story and that it was like because I was wearing a space helmet or something.
Space helmet, yeah, that was
funny. But no, all of that is like fully improv, to be honest. All of that is like you have a lot more improv experience than you realize.
Is there dramatic improv?
I mean, yeah, there's lots of different types of improv.
Sure or not, yeah.
And actually, I forgot when I was in my early 20s in college, I like co-led an improv group in Philly. So like, you know, Improv Everywhere, like the big one in New York that does like the No Pants Subway Ride, and like they did a bunch of stuff like that Matrix video where it's like somebody's dressed as Neo and then a bunch of people are dressed as agents, and they had like a giant battle in like a Macy's or like some department store. Like there's a bunch of them. So our group was like not officially, but kind of an offshoot of that because we met on their forum. So there were like some little offshoots in different cities. And so we did some really weird ones. But one of the bigger ones, I actually am still friends with this like, she's in her 60s now. She's super cool. This lady that's like a costumer, but also was a clown for a while. And we became friends because my improv group had our like first year anniversary birthday party at the train station in Philly because they had a giant Twister board. So we just decided to show up with cupcakes and like have a birthday party and like got a bunch of random strangers involved. And she just so happened to be coming back from doing like a clown gig somewhere. Mm. So she just like showed up and then was making like balloon animals and stuff for people and like juggling. And it was so random, but so fun. And we're still friends now, which is super really cool. Hilarious because that was like 10 to 15 years ago at this point, you know? So improv honestly is like, it's different depending on who you talk to, right? There's like long form improv. There's a bunch of different types. I am definitely not an expert on improv, but I enjoy it. And I think that's honestly part of what got me into acting in drama is that I was in drama club in like, you know, middle school and high school. Actually, no, just high school. And that's, we used to just play improv games after school a lot. And I think that's what, you know, helped me to like fall in love with performing and just making up silly characters and stuff, you know?
Yeah. I think I'm in like on stage in front of people, that kind of thing, I think. Be the thing where I would, I don't know how I do
there. It's the same thing though. Like truly, if you can do it in a little group of people, then you can do it on stage. It's the vibe is the same. The energy is the same. It's just getting over the fact that you're being watched. But I think after a while, if you like, you know, perform for a while, then you get used to it. And I feel like I do definitely kind of have an acting persona. I know people say that, but I feel like my energy is different when I'm on stage versus in my everyday life. And I think for me that helps because, it, I don't know. I don't really get nervous about it anymore, but I'm also one of those like just do it type of people. So I'm just like, we'll see what happens. You know?
Yeah, that's a good way to be.
Yeah.
I don't
Yeah,
know.
but
I don't
you could
know.
definitely do it. You could do it.
I
I'm
wonder.
100% sure.
Yeah, and this is something I've never done. Just never, got on stage to do it. I was always more of a microphone. But you see, do you know what, actually? I used to be very, very shy. Like, I would record videos and stuff, and I'd be like, this is my video today. And I was just pure mumbling, just mumbling. I was shy even to myself, talking to myself. I was shy. And it's just like painful. But it's something
I
I
mean,
want to
that's
do.
the
That's
thing.
what I mean. I want to do it. And I was like, I want to get over this. And I got over it. But yeah.
And so I think being on stage is the same in that, like, I mean, I like the attention, but I think that for me it's also fun because it's not like it's just me. Even when I'm doing improv, right? You're still playing characters, you're still like making things up. It's still not just like the focus isn't necessarily just on me, even when I'm the only person on stage, if that makes sense, because I'm portraying something. I'm like we're playing a game. It's not like just 100 people just staring at Georgie. It's like you know, usually I have, even if I don't have a character name that I'm given from somebody, I tend to kind of make one up in my head, which I think helps a lot. And that's something I've heard a lot from actors of every sort, is that, you know, creating characters really helps you to like be able to kind of dive in and yeah, and make things happen. Also, sorry, I was adjusting my sound slightly.
Nice. I was thinking, I mean, if not this episode, but I was thinking in a future episode, we should try like, I don't know if you know any like improv games or something we could try or something like that and
Oh yeah,
get
for
that.
sure.
Oh.
I have a whole like list of them. They're honestly, I can send you some stuff. There's like whole list of
Do.
improv games. And actually there's one, so we can't play this one, but it's funny, my niece still talks about it. So there's this game called Big Booty that apparently I
Right.
taught her at one point. And it's silly, and it's like it's definitely kind of like a physical improv game, and also you can't play it with two people,
Oh,
so
nice.
but basically you all stand in a circle, and then everybody has like slightly different names. So one person's Big Booty, and then everybody else is like number one, number two, number three, number four, number five, and then so on, depending how many people you have. And then it's like a rhythm game. So you go like big booty, big booty, big booty, big booty. And then so everybody says that all together. And then you kind of pass things around the circle, and you try to see how fast you can do it. So like if you're number one and I was gonna pass it to you and I'm big booty, I would be like big booty number one. And then you'd have to say number one big booty. So you'd have to say your name, and then you'd have to like pass it to someone else. So like
Right.
if there was somebody else, it would be like big booty number one, number three, number three, number seven, big booty. And it's just like super silly, but it's a lot of fun, and it's a good way to
Loosens
like
you up.
get people like moving and active. And also you have to interact with other people, you know, because like you want to point to them, you want to give like make eye contact as well while you're sending the control to them, I guess is the best way to put it. I don't know, it's very silly, but I taught it to my niece a long time ago, and apparently she just goes around the house singing it now sometimes.
I was gonna say there, the maybe think there used to be, I feel like I did some of those games, like physical games that it was like throwing an energy ball at each other and
Yeah,
stuff like that. Yeah.
those
Feel like
types
there
of
would have
things.
been
It's like
some, yeah.
it
Think of
gets
it.
you comfortable
That's it.
like performing with other people, you know, and like passing the interest, I guess. I don't
It
know. There's
breaks
a
your
word for it,
barriers
but I don't
as well
remember what it's
too,
called. What'd you
because I
say?
think when you go into a group, it breaks down barriers as well too. Because when you're in a your own barriers, I should say, when you're in a group of people and you might be like, oh, I don't know anyone here, whatever. And over time you become friends with people, but it's like, oh, we're all being silly, kind of a thing. So that's kind of, you know.
And it's funny, actually, that's how I got my first role as well. So like I did a little acting when I was younger, but when I was a little shy too, honestly, I was like a chubby black girl. And, you know, in the early 2000s, that's not really what people were casting in like lead roles in most places, even in community theaters and stuff. But my first acting role was in a choose your own adventure play that some of my friends wrote. And I just so happened to see that they were casting for it. And I was like, all right, let me go. But their casting for that was not like an official audition. It literally was like, we hung out and played some improv games. And then from there, they like, you know, narrowed it down. And yeah, so I ended up being in a choose your own adventure play, playing three different characters, and it was great. But I think if I hadn't like been comfortable just being like, well, because honestly, I just approached that as like, okay, we're here to have fun. I'm going to have fun.
Yeah.
And either they'll be like, okay, cool, or they won't. But either way, like, I was just excited to play improv games because it's been so many years since I'd done it, you know?
How old are you to do that? Because I think...
Probably like 24, 25 maybe. So that was like 10 years ago. Yeah. And yeah. I actually have done like, I've done a lot more theater since then, but it was all because of that one show. It really was like, that's the thing that got me in like doing shows. And then from there, like they wrote a couple more and just, I didn't audition for any of them. They just called me and were like, hey, do you want to be in this? And I was like, yeah, sure. And that actually happened a couple of times with community theater for me, and that like most of the shows I was in, I didn't actually audition for. People just were like, do you want to do this? And I was like, okay.
But what was I going to say there? Oh, yeah. I think when I was like a teenager and up to like maybe around 20, 22 kind of thing, I would have been very much in the mindset of, oh, I want these people to think I'm cool. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? And and like, oh, I'm trying way too hard and stuff. And just it's being inauthentic, you know what I mean? And not really being yourself. When you're at that stage, when you're kind of younger, well, I did anyway, you kind of self-censor, which is weird with art and stuff like that. And you kind of go, oh, I won't do this because it's too weird, or I won't do a drawing like this, or I mean, I guess heavy metal art or something, and like monsters and stuff like that. And sometimes I do get in my head and go, oh, I shouldn't do that. And then I went, no, screw it. I'm just going to like paint a giant monster fighting a robot. Like, who cares? You know, and that's what I wanted to do today. Just, you know, yeah.
No, I definitely I don't know. I, at this point, I'm like, what is that rule that they say? Okay, probably not fully appropriate because I'm pretty sure it's related to porn, but like it's like rule 49 or something. I forget. But like literally for what?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, 35 or but something. I can't remember what it was. Yeah.
Unrelated to sexual encounters, right? But like for everything that exists, there's a market for it. So like for you, if you like drawing monsters fighting robots, there's definitely people that would like love to see a drawing.
Porn of it. I get it. Okay, that's the money. Is you're right.
No, I'm
that's
not saying it has to be
forget
porn.
The podcast. Georgie, forget about it. I'm going to draw that. See you later. Bye.
We're not talking about the porn part. I'm just saying there's literally a market for everything. Like in that, like I started making book purses recently, and
did you say this right? Was it make what?
Book purses? Like
that's right. Book purses. What is a book purse actually? You said that the other day, and I was like, wait, I meant to ask you about that. What was it? But it's a book purse.
Yeah, I'll have to. Oh, I meant to send you pictures, and I will. But basically, I find old books at thrift stores, and then I cut out the pages, and usually I keep the pages. But
these are used books, damaged books.
Yeah.
That's what Georgie said. No, but just in case anyone's like, oh my goodness, she's destroying the books. Like, no, the books are already damaged.
Well, here's the thing, though. I use the cover and I keep the inside of the book, which is where all the information is. But some of them I've started using the photos to collage on the back of the book if the book is empty. And honestly, I'm talking about a lot of these books are books that are like not really worth much money that like, you know, some of them are damaged already. Some of them are just like old and need cleaning up or whatever. But I'm upcycling them into like wearable fashion, right? Wearable art. So I cut the pages out and usually like attach a used purse. So I will source purses. You can sew like, I know some people sew fabric inside of books when they make book purses, because I am not the person that originated this idea by any stretch of the imagination. I find that for me, like, I've had a couple book purses that I bought from artists, that had fabric inside, but I just don't think it's as durable as if you, like, put an actually, like, more commercially made purse inside of it, if that makes sense. So I've been, combining them, but I'm still, like, working through the best way to, like, combine them, whether I'm going to do, like, a physical connection, or I tried, like, using a couple different types of glue this first time around, which wasn't bad, but isn't really durable enough for, like, long-term wear. So there are some interesting questions and challenges when you're trying to make a product that, like, you can use every day, right? That's going to be durable enough to be used every day, but it's also art. So I'm still really working on my prototypes, but it's funny because I feel like, I mean, I just posted some of them because I tend to post the weird stuff that I'm working on, but the reaction that I've gotten to them has been, like, a lot more positive, and people have been really excited about them, which I wasn't expecting. I don't know. So I guess all I'm saying is there's a market for everything, and you don't really know until you try, right? You don't really know until you put it out there. But most of my friends are like, oh, wait, this is a great idea. Like, I would buy these from you, though, for real. And I'm like, oh, okay.
So we were talking about other topics and stuff we could talk about and all kinds of things. And I think that's because I've struggled. George, you can help me with this now, right? Mm-hmm. Because so every now and again, I'll think, right, I should have a topic for an episode. But now I'm thinking maybe I shouldn't do that, because I would have a topic and I would go off topic and I would talk about something else. Do you know? I was like, I should have a solid topic maybe or something.
I don't know if that matters so much in my opinion, though. Like, I feel like having a general topic makes sense, but yeah. I feel like a lot of the podcasts that I listen to, like, they bounce around a good bit. Besides, like I said, have ADHD, so, like, I'm going to go off topic.
Yeah, bounce around a bit. Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah, I don't know.
It's just my nature.
That's going to be fun, though, going forward, is that you could have an idea, but, like, what if we do an episode about this, Michael? I go, oh, yeah, cool, that'll be it. Do you know?
Yeah.
Because I think by myself, I've been kind of like, well, you know, because I think the episode before last, I was saying, like, oh, you know, I'm on the radio now, but doesn't mean the show is going to stop. And then I was like, actually, I might have to take a break in the podcast. But then I reached out to you and I was like, hey, do you want to just do a podcast with me?
Yeah.
You know, and it injected a whole bunch of life back into the show again. But I think it's like a new era. I don't know. Cool. But I'm looking forward to it. It's gonna be great, Craig. So yeah, we were talking about some topics and we're thinking about some things we want to do and some items and some objects. I don't know. But something I like to talk about on the show is films. Have you seen any films lately?
Honestly, nothing too crazy. I've been watching a lot more shows than I have been full movies. Started that Willy Wonka musical movie, but I haven't finished it yet. But people keep talking about how great it is, so I'm going to have to go back and watch it.
I was talking about it just today. I want to see it, actually.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, cause I haven't seen it yet, but I want to see it because I was like, I heard about it, and I was like, Timothy Chalamet in a musical. She's just going to be terrible. She can't sing it then. I would shut my mouth. That, I saw a clip, and I was like, well, Timmy, he can do it all. He's singing, dancing, and acting.
Yeah, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. Like, and actually, it's a good movie. I just, like, when we started it, I was not ready to sit down and watch a full movie. Do you know what I mean? It's one of those, you got to be ready to get locked in.
I hate that, actually. You know what? I remember going to the cinema, even. I can't remember what film it was now, but I remember going to cinema and nearly falling asleep in the cinema. I was like, oh! Because it was, like, late in the afternoon, and it's nice and warm, and it was very late. It was, like, at night, I think, with the seas. I was like, why did I decide to see this film at night? It's so stupid. But anyway, I don't know. Have you ever done that when you fell asleep in the cinema?
Yeah, it's been a while, but yeah. I mean, and honestly, the older we get, the more likely it is to happen.
I should say I was very, very tired.
Yeah. Honestly, though, like, okay, I mean, I don't know. We're not here to talk about my relationship, but, like, my boyfriend falls asleep every fucking way. He falls asleep at any point in time. He falls asleep during movies all the time. So it's fine. I'll tell him I said that, but no judgment, because I wake his ass up constantly. Yesterday, we were watching something, and I turned and was like, "You're not even watching this." And he's like, "What?" "Yes, I am." I was like, "Your eyes were fully closed." So, no judgment whatsoever.
I hate when I do that.
Listen, the older we get, the harder it is, man. Like, our attention spans, and also just your body. Like, when you're tired, what can you do? You know, when you're exhausted, it's just like your brain will be like, "Oh, this is comfortable. Good night."
Welcome back. That was a little break. It was nice. I had a nice, took a phone call, and you sang a song about snacks, you were saying?
To myself, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you think we should have, like, segments, like, reoccurring segments?
Maybe, but honestly, I don't think, like, I don't think you need to, like, overthink the like, layout too much. I think we should just have fun and see what happens. To be honest. I think we're, like, our conversations are interesting enough. I don't know. We both are, like, weird and have done weird stuff. So, just saying. Because I listen to some, like, D&D podcasts and stuff, too. And half the time, like, unless they're about very specific things, like, half the time they are just, again, this. It's, like, people just talking.
It's just been fairly rambly, in fairness, for the most part. I mean, I think the clothes hanger, I guess you want to call it, is that it's an arts podcast. But then the clothes on us are different all the time. And, oh, there's a pair of shorts on the clothes hanger today. And there's a shirt that doesn't really match there. But, yeah, well, that's what's on the clothes hanger today, I guess. I don't know. The skeleton? Yeah, so... what's a better metaphor, Regina?
I don't know, but I get what you mean. But I think that just having a general, like, general direction, even if we're talking about, okay, what we're working on or a process of something. Or, I mean, today we didn't plan on talking about improv, but we talked about improv and, like, trying to be your most authentic self and getting over, like, being nervous. I think that all of those things are valid and interesting enough to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's not like we plan to talk about, but that's what kind of happened. So I think if we have a general theme that makes sense, or like somewhere to go, but I don't know, I guess I'm a hippie in that I'm just like, whatever, wherever this conversation takes us is where it's supposed to go.
Yeah. So, I was saying we could, I mean, there's been, well, I replayed some interviews, but we could interview some new people and stuff. That could be a thing we do as well.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I think that would be fun.
Having people on from the art world or whatever. You know? Let's see now. Anything else you want to talk about today?
No, I think that's it. I think we got a lot of pretty good stuff for just doing a little test run, you know?
That's really more of a kind of pilot episode, I suppose.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Well, folks out there, let us know what you thought. You can leave a rating and review on iTunes, or I think there's a lot of other options as well too in different apps, and so we can leave ratings and reviews there, and who knows, maybe we'll read it out on a future episode. Don't forget as well to leave or to tell a friend, like, hey, I really enjoyed this episode where Georgiana and Michael were talking. It was really fun. And and tell us, of course, in the review, who is your favorite? And we'll have a big fight, and whoever's the favorite each week will win a prize.
Oh, so you better start buying me prizes, I guess.
Right. So, that's it. I suppose if you want to follow me on social media, I'm at Michael Mute on most stuff. How about yourself?
I am Voluptoraptor on most things. I feel like I'm going to have to spell that at some point, though.
Yeah. I mean, I'll leave, do you know what? I'll have links in the description of this very episode.
Woo-woo.
Folks, I have a little sign-off where I go, this is Michael Miso, your podcast pal. What does she want to sign up for us?
I don't know, but that's adorable. we'll come up with something. Bye.
Yeah. Bye. Just bye. Bye.
That's how I end all of my phone calls with my friends. I'm just like, bye. They're like, okay, I guess it's over.
give us one more there, Squin.
Another what? Bye?
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
It'd be funny if I just stopped the edit before there.
That would be pretty funny, actually.
Oh,
listen, I say edit it however you want to, because you're
no. I was just kidding. Oh. Christ.